Thank you and good morning. Assemblyman Wes Chesbrough's office announced on Thursday that the State Wildlife Conservation Board has approved $4.5 million to be used for the purchase of the 1,000-acre McKay Tract, soon to be a community forest. The county has been working with Green Diamond Resource Company for 4 years in crafting the transaction that will turn the land into hiking and biking trails, as well as using the tract as a working forest. The cost of the purchase is $6.8 million, and the county has already secured $2.3 million from several state agencies. The Board of Supervisors approved the final McKay Tract proposal in April, opening the way for the Conservation Board funding. There was more positive news from Chesbrough's office. In addition to community forest funding, the State Wildlife Conservation Board has also awarded a $3.2 million grant to the Sanctuary Forest Land Trust to acquire a conservation easement for the Lost Coast Redwood and Salmon Initiative. The funds will be used to restore more than 2,600 acres of forest land that has been damaged by illegal marijuana cultivation. Chesbrough said in a statement that the area for proposed conservation is among the most productive for both timber and salmon, but has been subjected to over-harvesting and environmental damage caused by the illegal grows. The Board of Supervisors voted unanimously on Tuesday to place an ordinance banning the cultivation of genetically modified organisms on the November ballot. The decision was made after the supervisors listened to testimonials from local farmers and business owners. Some supported the GMO ban, while others believed it would infringe on a farmer's right to choose what crops to grow. Supervisor Estelle Fennell visited Talk Shop on Wednesday and explained the goal of the initiative's supporters.
Their main aim, as voiced by them, is that they don't want genetically modified organisms that are specifically part of crops to pollute organic crops that are maybe being grown next door.
Fennell went on to describe how people on both sides of the GMO debate are enthusiastic about their beliefs.
People are very passionate on both ends of the spectrum here. People who do not want to see the crops genetically modified and people who think that that is the answer to some of the big looming questions in an ever-expanding population on Earth.
Close to 8,500 signatures have been collected in support of having the ordinance on the ballot. With the vote on Tuesday to ban GMOs, Humboldt County is looking to become the fourth county in the country to institute such a ban. On Tuesday, Jackson County, Oregon, home to Ashland and Medford, became the second county to ban the cultivation of GMOs within county boundaries. Jackson County joins Mendocino County, and supporters of the GMO ban said the measure will protect conventional crops. In neighboring Josephine County, a similar GMO ban passed, but it is almost certainly headed to court because it conflicts with another local resolution already on the books, one that bans GMO bans. A coalition of more than 180 Jackson County farmers and community members were the driving force behind the GMO measure. You're listening to KINS North Coast News. We'll be right back after this.
What's the shopping show all about?
If you haven't listened to the show before, it's kind of tough to describe.
I guess the easiest first step is to simply go to the shopping show website.
TheShoppingShow.net.
And join us this Saturday for the next shopping show.
On KINS 106.3 FM.
KURY FM 95.3 and 101.3 in the Illinois Valley.
And KEKA 101.5 and 100.9 in Eureka.
You're listening to KINS News and Information. As we near the June primary, we have turned the focus to the candidates running for the district attorney's office and the four candidates running for two supervisor seats. In our final candidate profile, we feature 5th District Supervisor Challenger Sharon Latour, who is trying to unseat incumbent Ryan Sandberg. Latour sat down for an interview and answered a series of questions. One of those questions revolved around working together with others who may be opposed to your ideas.
I think supervisors do come with an array of abilities and background. That's just the nature of being human and coming and wanting to represent others. But what we owe the county is to represent the voices from our district as best we can, all the voices in our district, all the concerns, to have our own expertise where we don't have it, to go seek it, and then come ready for a conversation.
Latour also spoke about the need to focus not only on the supervisor's district, but on the county at large, stating that more support is needed for small business.
It's time to focus on our economic good news. Prosperity 2012's businesses and the Humboldt-Made Consortium have a veritable plethora of amazing entrepreneur, innovative, family-grown businesses that deserve celebration and more marketing attention.
Latour, like the other candidates, responded to 5 questions, and you can listen to her entire interview by visiting our website at KINS1063.com. And that's the news on this Friday morning. For KINS News and Information, I'm Dan Squire.